This performance is an original work of creative fiction owned by me, Talking Smut, and the writer. It is protected under copyright and Creative Commons. My work is by adults, for adults, and about adults. This is a portrayal of fictional fantasy and does not condone or promote harm to others in any way. Do not host, use, fill, or adapt my work for commercial uses. Do not post or rehost my work, or any others, without the express consent of the artists involved. The effects are from freesound.org, and the music is used under license. Enjoy this feature presentation.
Look at you. Pathetic, whining, needy little bitch. Less than 24 hours without coming, and you're already a fucking mess. Do you think you deserve to touch me? Do you think you can just grab at Daddy and he'll suddenly give you what you want? Get off my leg. I said get off. Maybe I should stand back here, just out of reach. Aw, kitten doesn't like that, does she? That chain's almost long enough. If you just stretch out your fingers, maybe you could reach your daddy. No? Is the collar digging into your throat too much to stretch that far? Well, Daddy doesn't like little girls that aren't willing to put forth some effort. That's right. There you go. Choke yourself for me. Stretch until you can't breathe, and if you can reach me, even just the barest graze of your fingertips over my pants, I'll let you come. Oh, now, there's the determination I like to see. Come on, I know you can do it. Just a little further. Good girl. Barely touched, but that was enough, wasn't it? That was the deal. What the fuck do you think you're doing? Did I say you could touch yourself? I said you could come. I didn't say when. You should know better than to assume anything with me, kitten. Oh, you need to come. Oh, please, Daddy, please, please let me come. You always sound so pathetic. Look at what you've been reduced to. A desperate slut who can't go a day without coming. I bet you spend all day writhing like a fucking animal trying to find some friction, trying to get some relief. Don't you? Because I know you didn't touch that needy little cunt after I explicitly told you not to. No, you would never do that. If you want to come, prove to Daddy that you deserve it. Get on your knees and show me how much you need it, how you're willing to do anything for it. Use that pretty mouth for me. That's right. Show Daddy. Oh, that's a girl. Such enthusiasm. Such a good little cocksucker. Daddy's good little cocksucker. Yeah. Oh, and the best part of this is that I deserve it. Oh, I've earned it. And it's been such a busy day. Ah, yes. And I do like having you to come back to, knowing that if I'm stressed or tense or unhappy, just a little attention from this lovely mouth of yours will make it all melt away. That's it. But it's not what you need, is it? Come on. We both know what that is. Oh, yeah. good. Keep bobbing that head, little girl. Ah. Oh. That's it. That's good. Keep bobbing that head. Yes. Now, I know what you need. So, are you going to waste time denying it, or are you just going to tell me? Oh, very well. In that case, I'll say what you're avoiding. Come on. Beg me. Beg me to fuck your face. Did I tell you to take your mouth off my cock, slut? Keep my cock in your fucking mouth and beg me. It's more like it. And how could I say no to my girl? I know that tongue's good for something other than getting you into trouble, so use it. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, that's good. Yes, you're a proper little cocksucker, aren't you? Oh, you love having your face fucked. What? If you're going to move like that, I'm just going to lace my fingers through your hair and hold your face steady. Yeah. And that's it. Choke on daddy's cock. Come on, gag on it. Look at me, slut. I want to see those beautiful eyes get desperate. Just like that. And I love when I can feel you panic a little when I don't pull out to let you breathe. Just like that. Don't fight me. Hold it. Hold it. Ah, there you go. Breathe while you can, kitten. Take some nice deep breaths and thank me for letting you breathe. You can't even suck a cock and remember to be polite at the same time. Fucking worthless. I could leave you here for another day. Another week. No touching, no coming, just aching need and frustration. I could leave you to sob and beg for daddy to come back, to touch you, to give you anything. Maybe you wouldn't even be able to beg by then. Maybe you'd just whine and cry like a dumb animal, desperate for touch, desperate for any kind of friction against your cunt. After that long, I bet you'd even ride my boot if I told you to. No? You don't want that? Then learn some fucking manners. Despite all that, I'm feeling generous. I'm going to give you what you want. Yeah, I got your attention. Wait. I did not say you could touch me yet. We're going to have to work on patience in addition to manners. You stay right there and pretend that you're a well-trained little slut while I get settled. There. Now. Come sit on Daddy's lap. That's right. Ease yourself down on my cock. Oh. Fuck. Fuck. Your pussy's fucking drenched. You're so wet it's running down your thighs. Do you even have a brain anymore, kitten, or do you just run on instinct, doing anything you can to say? Do you even have a brain anymore, kitten? Or do you just run on instinct, doing anything you can to satisfy that desperate, aching, hungry little cunt? Bounce on my cock. Oh, yeah. Fill yourself up. Give that greedy hole what it craves. That's it. Good girl. Oh, Keep riding daddy's cock. Keep stroking me with that warm, wet pussy. Did I tell you to stop? Then don't fucking stop. I don't care if it's hard to breathe. Your cunt clenches so fucking hard when I squeeze your little throat. There you go. Rock your hips. You're so fucking tight. Are you close already? Do you think other girls get off so easily, so quickly? No. They enjoy the ride. They let it build up. But I guess I can't expect that from a desperate little whore like you. But you know the rules. But you know the rules. You don't come until daddy gives you permission. You wouldn't break the rules, would you? Not again, anyway. Not since that's what got us here in the first place. Just hold it for daddy. That's it. Just hold it. Oh, just keep riding me. That needy little pussy feels so good on my cock, darling. I can feel how close you are, how hard you're shaking, how tense your body is. You're going to remember from now on who owns this cunt, aren't you? Aren't you? Tell me. Tell me who owns it. Tell me who owns you. Good girl. Those desperate noises you're making in the back of your throat, are those from not being able to breathe or wanting to come? You're so close, aren't you? You're so close. You just want to let go. Let it all out. Come all over daddy's cock. Daddy's close too. I'm just going to tighten my grip on your throat. Oh, fuck. The way you spasm around me when you can't breathe. I told you I was feeling generous, kitten. So I'm going to let you come, or I'm going to let you breathe. Which one do you need most? One finger for breathe, two fingers for come. You just tell daddy and he'll give you what you need. I didn't expect anything else from an needy little slut like you. Go on then. Come. Come for daddy. That's it. That's it. Milk my cock. Clench down on me and make me come. Your cunt's aching for daddy's cum, isn't it? I'm going to fill you up, leave my cum dripping out of you so everybody knows what a filthy little slut you are for daddy. That's it. That's it. Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Come on. Work for it, girl. Good. That's... Oh, yes. Now breathe. And don't forget your manners. Oh, good girl. Only a fucked up, depraved little whore would choose an orgasm over air. And now you know what you are. Say it. Tell me what you are. Wrong. Your daddy's depraved little whore. Say it. Oh, such an obedient slut. For once. Just breathe, kitten. Just breathe. That's it. Nice deep breaths. In through your nose. Out through your mouth. And just rest against my chest. Breathe with me. You did such a good job, darling. You were so good for daddy. I'm so proud of you. I'm just going to pull this blanket over us and hold you close and stroke your hair. You're so precious to me. You're amazing, and I'm always going to take care of you. Come on, take a sip of water. That's a good girl. Just focus on your breathing. Just focus on me. I'm here, I'm with you, and I'm not going anywhere else. I don't think you're pathetic. I know you have a brain. I know how smart you are. You are my beautiful kitten and my sweet girl, and I love that you're a slut for me. No. Don't feel bad. No, you shouldn't feel bad for enjoying what we did or for getting off on it. I know what you like, and I give you what you like because I always want to provide these things for you. I always want to take care of you and look after you and make sure that your needs are being fulfilled. What you need, what you like, or what you want, it's always subject to change, and we can always discuss that. You never need to be ashamed or afraid of what you like or how those likes might evolve. Okay, I'm going to take you to the tub now, kitten, and let's run you a warm bath. I'll wash you up and we can talk about how you're feeling, okay? I want you to eat a little snack while you're soaking too. I'll find you something nice. And then we'll find your comfiest PJs and we can cuddle in bed until you fall asleep. How does that sound? Yeah. Yeah, I know. I think it sounds perfect too.